Any other extra actions on Stockbridge Meadows? Moving quickly on then to MA0323 governance matters, to receive weekly inspection reports and actions. There's nothing on the inspection reports that
Everything be available. Everything's in hand at the moment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hunky dory.
Good. Vandalism reports. Claire is fairly benign. There are a couple of items this month. Been damaged by fire, new rep.
I think it's a bit of a shame that the two trees planted by James have been vandalised. The two, I mean, they planted, I think James planted those, didn't they?
He did, yeah, they
did. Yeah, so he's had two of them have been snapped off.
Oh, that's just so disappointing. Well, that really depresses me. Right, yes, it was the trees were gifted by Shire. Planted by them, and now they've been vandalised. Sorry, I'm being emotional.
I should imagine it really should go on to, I'm not sure it classifies as vandalism, but I've had reports again of obscene language at midnight. Mostly young ladies, but there are blokes and young teenage boys over there as well, but the language is absolutely obscene. They're coming out with late at night.
Oh, is this in the
in the play park again? I mean, it's just horrible what they're coming out with. And this is, you know, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. Again, it's not every night of the week.
Is it worth contacting the college?
We don't know who it is.
No,
we don't. There's no way I'm going out there.
To be fair, I don't think the college is going to be particularly interested either, because it's out of school time, it's out of school grounds.
They weren't interested when they absolutely damaged parts of the play park after the dance, summer dance. But no, I'm not going out there because there's just too many of them. Well, not too many, it's a number. But I think we need, you know, police checks daily, but again, you can't, you're taking a, when is the police going to get down and when are they going to happen? It usually happens around weekends.
Police are coming into the hub on the 22nd, there's a poster outside, and they're doing their coffee with a cop morning, so if the resident, you know, is able to pop down then, we just flag up these concerns.
Yeah.
The police will be in the village.
Yep, okay.
Good idea. Okay. MA03322C then, did you see an update on the small electrical appliance bit?
Yeah.
Any progress?
So we've had one quote so far. So obviously the new plan is to have it in the grass area. So to put it on a flat base, and then it should be able to come up around the back where the path is, and they'll be able to put it around the back, having to do much more. So we've had one quote, and South Camps have said they're quite happy to fund it. So just going to get a second quote to see how this one looked. But
also, it's making progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chairman?
Yes.
It will obviously need some sort of restraint on it, like some postal padlocks, otherwise it's going to end up in the middle of the high street or something. It's just on wheels.
No, you're right.
Well, they did say in the original quote that they would tie it down.
Yeah. And whether it's just a postal, it needs
a metal post in the concrete with a chain on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. MA05322D, the Daily Mile.
They've been and collected the markers and taken them away to put them on metal posts.
They've left the silk.
No, I know, but what I said to them is that I don't think we're going to install that. They can use it on the day.
Yeah.
So on the launch day, but the actual markers they're going to mount onto metal posts.
I thought the launch day had come and gone.
No, they postponed it. But they would like to still do something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just waiting for them to get back with that and then
as an aside, as a Romeo, I was even talking about the newspaper.
Sorry.
The Daily Mile.
The Daily Mile.
You've overcome your speech impediment.
That makes me smile every time I say it.
You respect.
She's learned a whole new language, English.
Yeah, that's right. And I open it to utility B. Any other updates on governance? Not. Moving on to MA Token Board 22 Cemetery Matters. Consider quotation for emptying the soil store. We've got a quote, only one quote from Hart and Cams for 400 plus bags. I see no particular reason why we shouldn't accept it. Does anybody have any objections to accepting one quote? Perhaps I want to propose. Councillor Clark, Tom the second. Councillor Barney, all those in favour? Carried unanimously. Right. Any other updates on the cemetery?
Quite busy.
Well, busy burials.
Yes, well, busy. We've got another one. Well, we've got one here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one actually, one today. There's one today.
Lots of income then?
Yeah.
Okay, MA 0 35 22 village maintenance matters. To note expenditure on remedial work for pitches.
This work has been done, but I'm just noting it because it was over £500 and it was just to top up the topsoil in the gold mounts and to reseed the areas. And reseeding the gold mounts is part of the contract. This was additional work because they've been so worn and the areas have developed quite a dip.
Right. And it needed to be done now before they do accelerated.
Chair, can I just ask, has it been sectioned off? Have they coned it off?
They said they were going to, and one of the football teams was going to water the area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because just a dog walk is good.
Yeah, that's really needs to be tested off. Yeah. Okay, MA 35 22 B, the quotations for work at 83 High Street.
So this is in relation to the Jubilee bench that's going to be installed,
yes.
The other existing bench being repositioned, and then just having the area tidied up.
Yeah.
So there's four quotes. Two of them, which is from Barley Maintenance and Joan Cohen, are just for the work on the benches.
Yeah.
Harts and Cams have provided a quote to tidy up the area and move the benches. And then Pete Moxham, I met down the estate, and he has quoted to tidy up the area. His quote's quite detailed about what he's planning to do. So yeah, it's kind of how you want to play. I mean, Justin's quote to do all the work at once, which I preferred, is £630 plus £630 plus VAT. And say if you got, I don't know, Barley Maintenance and Pete Moxham to do it, it comes in just over £500 plus VAT.
So it's a question of having one person do it all at once or two people do it for slightly less. Is that right? Councillor Clark.
I favour the Pete Moxham version of tidying the area up because he's been very, very specific about what he's going to prune back, the weeding properly done, cutting back certain plants, etc., etc. I think that would be a nicer aspect because Harts and Cams, bless them, they're not gardeners.
No.
And they'll come in, they'll the area like they usually do, and they'll do the benches probably fine, but I think it would be worth separating it. Get this done properly, get it done nicely by someone professionally. And he's been very, very specific in his quote, which fills me a bit more with confidence. And then get to maybe pick out how you want to get the benches moved. Do it as two jobs. That's my view.
One thing I just note is that he says, in his quote, he says to save council money, he won't be carrying out the removal if he is going to carry out the removal of waste. Then that's going to be another 120. I mean, he said he would put all the waste into bags if then we went to remove it. But
what's the issue there, Keith? I mean, are you able to do that, or is
we've always done it. If it's only sort of like pruning and stuff like that,
yeah,
we've always done it in the past. If we've left sort of tanny bags over there and the people doing the work.
Yeah, so you
know, just put tanny bags out there and we've gone and picked them up. So I mean, yeah, if we, if he can bag it up, say tanny bags or something like that, as long as you don't make two of it, we can sort of do what we've done in the past with cutting some of it, so it's not a problem. We know when they need to.
Chair.
So, sorry.
I'm not sure that I can really say this part, it's because I'm better. We have used Peter Moxham for some of our garden work, and I think he's probably fine himself, but I wouldn't want him to be delegating to the person he delegated to, who simply couldn't tell the difference between plants and flowers, between weeds and flowers. And it's just a little tidbit of information, and probably it's all very specific.
So there's another factor here, and that's that we succeeded in getting a volunteer to say that they would look after 83 High Street, which is a good news, because we lost Alan Newton, sadly died this year. So, I don't know, do you have a... Let me ask you, Sophie, do you have a view on the best way to go with this?
Not particularly. I'd say between the two quotes for moving the benches, we've used Barley Maintenance in the past, and I believe when Keith met with the other contractor, your preference was probably Barley Maintenance over.
The other lad we met didn't turn up. Well, for a start, he just didn't turn up the first time.
So, I mean, the sequence of doing this would be surely to do the benches first, would it? And then we'll address the gardening side of it. So, why don't we consider asking Barley Maintenance to do the benching, and then we'll decide on what happens next, because we might be getting a volunteer to do it anyway. Is that right?
I'll be asking the volunteer to clear the air. That's the bigger job. But the volunteer, I think, his expectation is that he's going to come and keep it tidy.
Yeah, it's going to be ongoing
maintenance. So, yeah, this is
an
initial one-off thing.
Yeah, he could possibly be around when the clearance is happening and prevent the weed flower confusion.
Yeah, I think he knows his stuff, but I don't think the expectation there is that he would go and clear the area.
Right. So why don't we agree on the benching first and then leave the gardening bit What sort of timetable are we looking at for this? Is the bench going to be happening soon?
It's here, sorry.
I know the bench is here, yeah. It's a very nice bench.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah. It's
the same as we've done. But it's currently in the workshop. So, would it? I'm going to propose that we take the two joints option. So, I'm sorry, I've been a bit vague here. So, can I have to propose that we accept the Barley Maintenance installation quote for the benches? Councillor Clark, Councillor Alexander, seconding, all those in favour. That's carried.
Thank you.
Okay. And do we want then to ask Peter Moxham to do the clearance work? Okay, so what's the cost of that?
£300.
So the price of £300, it's not that registered to Peter Moxham to do the initial clearance work in the area. Someone to Councillor Murray, Councillor Clark, all those in favour? Unanimously. MAO 3522C, any other updates on maintenance? Keith?
It's just really a question. What's happening about the little triangle outside leeches? Have we got the sort of contract being done?
Yeah, he's coming. Yeah,
it's, you know, the wood needs replacement. That's it. That's his only question.
Yeah.
Well, this is to reinstate the board.
Yeah.
Good.
Councillor Alexander.
Because I'm not sure about bins in the village. How, who?
Who empties them?
I assume it's the district council that empties them. Who is responsible for where they're sited, which ones are sited, replacing them if they're not?
So if it's damaged, we can put a request in if the bin's damaged for it to be replaced, or we can replace it. Additional bins, we can ask district if we can, well, if they'll put one in, but that's not usually very successful. And then if we fund the bin, we just then end up paying an additional cost. You know, we pay, I think it's £3 per empty per bin.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking is there's a bin on the corner of Orchard Road and Maple Way, which is just a little one on the post, open, which is constantly on the ground. What the contents are just tipped out on the ground, whether it's animals, kids, I don't know. I've taken photos twice this last week where there has been, the whole contents have just been on the road, on the verge. Mm. On occasion I've picked it up, gone back home, got rubber gloves, picked it up and chucked it back in. And ideally it needs replacing with the closed type bin.
Yeah.
Like we've got in Rose, something like that. It would be bigger, it would contain more, and it wouldn't be all over the road. I mean, at the moment, I'm just looking for my photos, but that might be awesome.
We believe you.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's really unpleasant because quite often it's food stuff, so animals get into it.
So, just a question then. If a bin requires it to be replaced because it's damaged and so forth, do we buy it?
Well, we have in the past, because if there's a bin there, it's unlikely the district will replace it. So it would be...
It can't be very nice for the guys when they come to empty it and replace the bags because they're, it's all over the ground.
Can we explore the cost of replacing it with a different sort? Yes.
Yeah, just glory. Just one little thing I noticed when I was going to the Blackwoods the other night, the bottom of the bag had been ripped out, and I wonder if that sort of like a fox or something like that. But it isn't. I know what bin you're talking about, and it is a very old, it's one of these original metal bins, so it has new.
Yeah.
And while we're bringing up that question,
it's often overflowing anyway.
Yeah. But we're getting more and more in a situation where bins are getting, like I went did the one down, you told me a lot of these smaller bins are getting very, like the one outside the old post office, the one next to the bus stop here. Is there any way, they need to be like, I mean, it's getting to the stage where halfway through the week, they're all overflowing.
Yeah, the one by the old post office.
Yeah, and that is quite a small,
I suppose
could we somehow be looking at, we definitely need a bigger bin there and a bigger bin by the bus stop, but I don't know how we go about getting them. Well, they're obviously on the pavement.
I guess if the parish council are prepared to pay for new bins, I'm going to replace it with new better bins.
Yeah, I think they definitely need, there's two or three around the village which they're open, they went to the Wednesday, by Friday.
I suggest then that if you make a little list of them, Keith, and the office know, and we'll cross them up and bring it back here and we'll hopefully replace them.
It is worth noting as well that if bins have a number on them, and if they are overflowing, there's usually a little sign that says, this bin
is empty. The two I'm thinking are actually concrete bins,
The one outside the office is a concrete bin.
Dog waste bins, they have a number on with, if it's all.
This is cool.
But I haven't really noticed it on any of the.
Thank you very much. We'll follow up on that. Okay. Worcester Way, an MA03622 Worcester Way, late on repairs to the fence.
So I had an email from the resident to say he's done the repairs. He very kindly went.
I've sent it, but the gate is now. He wouldn't know the gate was, you know, we had that terrible old gate in there, so he has done on quite impressive materials that he's.
Is it? There's no gate now?
No.
Okay.
There's no gate, the fence is a hole.
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll just.
You can stand up in your age.
He's done a very good job. There is a tree cut down, he might cut that down. But so the fence is all good. And I was asked to check about the clearance work, and it has all everything that needed to be cleared from around the back. It has been cleared by the contractor.
That's fine.
The fence, the gates.
The residents made contact with us, and we're fully up to date with that one. Okay, good. Okay, so 03622C, any other updates on Worcester Way? Move on to 03722 Pavilion. Do you receive an update with regard to the station?
No update.
No update?
No update.
Okay. Just one, I didn't mention to you, Steve. We had a request from the youth club. There's a camera in the main building, and I went and checked it the other day, and I was saying to Steve there is still a router and some Cisco equipment in there, and there is also the aerial that the college used to use. So if I did suggest maybe to Steve, if we go up there, if I take him up there one day. Or you go to Irie.
Yeah, you asked me to phone Irie. I've spoken to Irie at the college. And no, I didn't speak to her. I spoke to her assistant at the college because she was away. And they're aware that the kit's still in there and they're going to collect it. And they don't believe that. Because I said, would it be any use to us if we want to establish a Wi-Fi connection? He said, don't think that's going to be powerful enough.
Not even the antenna.
So they are
going to
be on picking all of them.
And it is something we need to do. So.
Yeah, I mean, the kit I'm looking at is, it'll run distance of up to 15 kilometres. Well, it's only about a kilometre across there, 500 metres, I think. We've got trees in the way which will mitigate the system, the signal, but with the bandwidth and the strength, the only thing we'll need is put the antennae on the roof here and on the clock tower.
Sophie's found a local company. We are going to look for a quote,
My other request, which I've said to you, was to clear that if anybody's getting on that roof, we replace the clock that's up there because we have to access it up the roof.
Yeah. I need to get some prices for
them. I'll have that as well. I don't think they're only there. You don't want some massive big bin.
Okay, item B under 3722, to receive an update with regard to the detail testing. We had a report from 4 eyeball services, 72 pages.
How much of it is actually information? How much is boilerplate?
Well, that's exactly right. Lots of it is boilerplate, isn't it? But there are some
remedial work,
stuff to do.
So there's a few bits to do, so.
And as far as the water temperature is concerned, the water temperature seems to be out of spec.
Yeah, so the guy advised we put flow and return on, hopefully that will start to help with the water temperature. But so he said it's best for plumber to come around and look with you, and then be able to advise. That's just because the system up there is different.
So it's work in progress. Thank you for that. Any other updates on the pavilion?
The painting has been completed.
Oh, well done. Looks nice.
Yeah.
Great.
It's a good job.
That's good. good, so good. Right, Little Hands. They made over the new 3822 Little Hands. Again, update with regard to Legionella testing. Any news?
So, the manager at Little Hands has a copy of this now. And she went out with the guy and he pointed out a few bits with her. So yeah, she's got the risk assessments and the receipt from there.
So, are we going to be involved in getting that done or are they?
Well, I think we thought they would.
Sorry. So, have they done a survey?
So yeah, they've got their they've got the survey. They understand what needs to be done.
Yeah.
So we explained it back from them.
All right. Well, I suggest that we wait a couple of weeks and give them a chase then and see what happens.
I think interior is down to them because they had to redo their boiler and things like that. You know, the windows in theory should be theirs as well, but the contractor we've got is so loose, it's very, very difficult to tie them down to.
There's a sort of a duty of care issue, but if they're very aggressive, whether you know we're in any way responsible legally for the safe functioning of the water system, or whether they are.
I think on the basis that they had the boiler replaced, they did the interior boiler work. We did the electrics.
This is a safety issue.
Yeah, I know.
It's got nothing to do with the...
Well, they're going to have to take some action because now they've got the report. They can't have children in there knowing that they've got a problem. So they've got a duty of care anyway to either get in touch with us and say, do it, or we're going to do it. You know, they've got to come back to us because they've got the report.
Okay, that's fine. Replacement windows?
Graham's been meeting the companies down there to get quotes.
Got one this afternoon, which will be the third one, so we'll have the three sets of quotes. What I've done, I've looked at all, with the exception of the door, the actual entrance, I've gone with all of the seven sets of windows all the way around, so I'm asking for pricing on all seven. And then we can cherry pick the worst ones that we need to look at.
Okay, moving on to item C then under Little Hands, which is to consider quotes for repairs to the gate post in the car park. We've got two quotes.
Yeah.
One from one of them's addressed to Mr. Simon Crawford.
could he get back to us?
From Barney and Property Maintenance in the amount of £634.528.51 plus VAT. And the other's from Joe Cowan for much less, for £750. What do we know about Joe Cowan? We used him?
We haven't used him before. Keith met with him.
So that was the luggage intern up first time. Very negative. We're walked around, so they go, well, I don't know about, we'll have to do this, and I've been, I wasn't impressed with him. And then when I said to him, he was working over the road, and he also quoted for 83 High Street. And when I said to him, oh, we've got another job for you to quote when it's down High Street, he was, I've got a job to do over here, sort of thing. So as a person, he was very negative, and we didn't. Gel. I wasn't impressed with his attitude. He was, say, 83 High Street. He said, oh, God, how far is that? I'm supposed to be working over here. Right. And he was very negative of all the, you often do that. So anyway, not impressed with him, was it?
Thank you. Councillor Clark.
With regard to what we're actually asking them to do, are we asking them to straighten up the main bar post? And then the post that you latch into when you unlock it, straighten that as well. Because at the moment, when you actually open the gate, you have to hump it up to put it into the locking mechanism. And if, as we've been discussing through the HR panel, we might outsource this, we might be asking the nursery to actually open up in the mornings.
It's
a bit of a job. You have to lift it. You know, you can't just swing it back and it kicks in. So we need to make sure that... When the main bar, when it comes around to the locking bar is straight as well. So that's going to have to be. Sorry about that. I didn't think about.
Do we need to investigate that, or do we accept this?
Well, Keith showed them around. I believe if we mentioned it to Barley Maintenance, that needs to be done as well.
It's two bits of cement.
Barley Maintenance.
It'll be two bits of cement work. Yeah. Just strike the other one up.
Yeah.
The same. Remove and refit.
Yeah,
so £500 for labour is quite
That's just the main toolbar. It's the actual hook bar that goes into afterwards.
Yeah, but I mean, the implication, I think, that's bad. Alexander is right. The implication is that they're going to
put it right.
Yeah, if they reset it, it should be at the end of the day.
The gate should then fit into the place it's supposed to fit.
If they spend £500, we still want to lift it to.
So my feeling from taking the cue from Keith then on this other guy, I mean, Stip or somebody, I would suggest that we trust. So although it's a bit more expensive, it might be we get a better job. So I propose that we accept a quote from Barley Property Maintenance for £528.51 plus tax. To fix the break of the pants. Councillor Clark proposing, second, Councillor Gilmurray seconding, those in favour. Those in favour? All in favour. Thank you very much. And that's the next one is.
That's rerouting the downpipe.
Rerouting the downpipe, thank you, yeah.
Yeah, so this was suggested after the screws to the entrance of the new rec reform. It was mentioned to reroute the downpipes so the water didn't flow into that area. And we have got two quotes for this as well, two same companies.
Yeah. And they are also rather different, aren't they? The detail on the one from Joe Cameron is on the same basis as we made the previous decision. I would suggest we go with Barley Property Maintenance.
Just one thing with Barley Maintenance and this Joe Cameron.
Yeah.
Barley Maintenance, we did, I think his quote includes putting anti-van paint on there, which
we strike.
And which Joe Cowan didn't
do one of them.
So that's why.
Yeah, so there's another reason why it's a bit more expensive.
Yeah, it is the 80 band.
We've got the paint here.
There you go.
So I mean, this is something we've got done properly. It's not a huge amount of money, and I think we should go with Barley Property Maintenance. So if I have someone to propose, we go with Barley Property Maintenance for this job. This is £520 plus £520 88p plus VAT. Councillor Barnes proposing, Councillor Barley seconding, all those in favour, carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Right. Any other updates on Little Hands? Okay, and any over the 1992 policies and risk assessment? There's nothing on the agenda for this?
No, we need to run through a few.
We need to review it. Okay. MAO 4022 Clay Parks Working Party update.
So I spoke to Harves, but everything's still being manufactured. And they're hoping for a pre-start meeting in early July. And then it'll be 3 or 4 weeks on from that work for start. So we'll just wait to hear the date.
Okay.
I don't need to make an official request to council, but I've been approached by a couple of Bowls Club members who are a little concerned about where the work will take place.
How the work will affect them,
Well, they've got the Chelsea, it's their 100 years, and they've actually got the Chelsea pensions coming down. Yes, and that's going to be a big deal, and they're a little bit concerned they didn't want tickets.
So does it,
I don't think their Chelsea pensioners are going to use the plate.
Well, if they're 5 foot 4, they're okay. So that's part of the deal, you see,
the date slightly different.
So I don't know. The date for the centenary is the 17th of August.
in the Midlands.
Could be. Right. So when we have our pre-start meeting, we'll talk to
them. Yeah, we'll ask the contractor if they could. Because presumably it would be just one day, a big special day.
I suppose so, but I suppose there's going to be things like, there's going to be loads of cars, and all the contractors going to be using the car, so I think, you know, they're a little bit quite, what would they, rightly concerned that they don't want to spoil their special day with the church.
Did they don't use Mildred Bowles on the day?
No, and I think we should respect that. I mean, I think we'll do what we can to make sure we don't offend them. Okay, MAO 4122 Skate Park Working Party. We've got some visits coming up, haven't we?
We've got the Tunnel Park coming out on the 27th for site visits, and one member of the public from the Working Party is available to attend.
Is that Graham?
No, it's the other
one.
And I'm waiting to hear back from Clark Kent, who install contracts, and they're going to come out and go through the same exercise, but they haven't been able to come back to move the date just yet.
Are we meeting here first, or are we going to meet up there first?
I think it'd be easier to meet here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so I'll finalise the arrangements.
A little bit, thank you. Yeah.
I believe a man can fly.
Yeah, he's made that joke already.
Don't
try and keep up.
Just be boring.
I thought you were just catching up.
Well, it's a good joke. Right, okay. Let's run the maintenance process then.
Thank
you. Take us through this quickly.
Yeah.
We reported that big pothole behind the allotments, and it should be done within 12 weeks. That was about a week or two ago, actually, so I'll just monitor that. And number two, flower tops around the cross.
Sorted.
Can I take that off then for now?
So, I had a conversation with the husband of Councillor Davey, who said, "Hi, I'm not doing that again, humping big tanks of water from here down to there. Isn't there a better way of doing it?" He said.
Well, there is, yeah.
Basically, taking the water in big cans from here down to there 20 times or whatever it was he said he did it.
Don't worry about it.
Right? Yeah, that's fine. No, it's just I'll be seeing him tomorrow and I'll get any abashing. That's all.
Tell him to man up.
Sorry.
Okay. Well,
No, I'm going to tell him.
We are waiting on a quote for the lights along the pavilion.
Our meeting
Graham Electrics
Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
Graham
you. I've left the Jubilee Orchard tree on there, but can I take it off?
Yeah,
I'm going to the right time.
Draw a whole list of trees that I need in the village and seek and carry it up.
The moss on the, I think County are going to go in and deal with this tree on Bramley Avenue and do some remedial work to the footpath at the same time. So I've passed the information on to the residents. So I think there's something more that we can do on that one. So I'll take it off. The tree inspector is coming out on the 17th. Oh, tomorrow. The tree inspector is coming out tomorrow to look at three trees in the village. And the tree on Beechwood Avenue that the resident believes has damaged their fence is one of them, so hopefully we'll have an update on that for the next meeting. Street signs, I'm not sure whether they've been repaired. Damaged
streets. No, they're still there. I mean, that we did, you did, I think, simply tell council, but then we discussed it. It's the sort of job that maybe.
Yeah, well, I'll put it on a list for the other wardens, but
okay.
It probably won't get prioritised.
No, but it's not.
There's
still
jobs for them. But
yesterday, they're still hanging on. So.
District did say when they acknowledged the report that they've got a backlog, so
okay.
We'll see who gets to it first. I'm unclear whether the works to the urinals at the pavilion.
Yeah, Steve.
Did Steve stop them?
Yeah, Steve dismantled. There was only one that wasn't the, what they call the miser, that wasn't working. Steve dismantled it, put it back together again. We think it's all working properly.
I'll take that off as well, thank you. Gate to Little Hands, that's on the main agenda. Sorry, I'll take that off from here. The bus shelter, I am putting that on the list for the other wardens to look at when they're in next week. Clear Crescent Hedge, I'm in conversation with the contractor about that.
Sorry, which bus shelter was this?
The one across the road. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
I thought it probably was.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Paint on that's going to be so thick in.
You can take the bricks away and just use the paint.
Again, the tree inspector's going to look at the tree that's overhanging Station Road when he's in tomorrow. Clear Crescent Play Park. I think that yellow bar's been replaced.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, brilliant, so I'll take that off. Thank you.
You found the bar?
Eh?
Did you find the bar?
It was in the hitch. It took us a couple of days. I think Steve walked, it was in the hitch.
Petals around the concrete bin on the new rep. I think they were cut back.
Yes, they did. Thank you.
I'll cut that off. And again, the branches around the dog bin on the tree line on the new rep. Thank you. More play area. The repairs to the fence adjoining the balls club.
They did that themselves.
They sorted
not that. Not because we went to do it and it was already done.
There was a loose bolt on the climbing frame. I think Steve sorted that.
They did that.
They'll take that one off as well. I've reported the trees along Back Lane because I had a resident contact us to say that they are kind of overhanging the road, so I've reported that because the trees along there are definitely highways responsibility. I don't know what happened to the giveaway sign on New Road,
but it's
been wiped out completely, so I've reported that to Highways. But that's lying down on the ground. There's a broken drain cover at the entrance to Carlton Rise. Somebody said they're concerned a child couldn't get their foot stuck down it, so I reported it. The duck sign.
Presumably it's a damaged duck sign, it's a picture of a duck with a broken.
I've reported that joke. And we had a request to cut back the nettles along the little footpath on the other side of the bowls club leading up to the wreck.
Yeah.
So I think what we were going to say was, is that something that you could
Who is responsible for the hedge on High Street, Royston Road End?
Along the back of Rupert Neave.
That's the one.
County. Highways.
Because you can't walk on the path.
I know. Well, we wrote to all of the residents and they all contacted us to say it's not their responsibility. And I checked with our district councillor and he said, I think it must be Highways then.
Yeah, I think it is because it's Highways out where the chain link fence is, which is about a metre inside where the wooden fence got the top.
Yes. Yes. That was my slight. Yeah, that's why I wrote to the residents, but actually I think the hedging does not belong to the residents.
I know we've done it, we've trimmed it in the past.
Yeah.
Okay, what county's been?
I have put the request into county, but it is obstructive.
Safety issue.
I don't come that way very often. Well,
you're not.
It is
a road, though it's quite a wide verge.
You have to walk on the grass.
Yeah.
Which is not a problem.
Okay.
It should be.
It's okay. Last then, MAO 4422. Oh, sorry, 04322. Any new maintenance issues arising since the last meeting?
The hedge outside the barrier's been cut, not very well. It's been cut the night before, but
with a jam spoon, I think.
Yes, he has cut.
At least the clippings were cleared.
Yeah, true. It looks as though it'd been done at a great distance. Anyway, it has been done.
Yes.
Thank you, yeah. Okay. NIO 4422, next meeting then is Thursday, the 21st of July, 2022.